Those celestial choirs you've heard singing from the heavens the last couple of weeks have been celebrating a federal fiscal year that started with many agencies actually appropriated. Now contractors who want to make the most of it have some work to do. We get more now from Larry Allen of Allen Federal Business Partners. Larry, do you think that contractors lulled into the repetition of annual continuing resolutions might be not quite as ready as they should be for an actual appropriations, which started October 1st?
Well, I think that's certainly a risk, Tom, which is why I'm recommending that companies, after a time to catch their breath, get right back out again and start selling in FY19. It's not often that we get a chance to do that with new money that agencies have. So while we have it, we should make the most of it.
And what are some good strategies for making sure you get your fair share?
Well, this time of fiscal year, Tom, is really unique. It's almost the opposite of what we've been talking about for the last couple of months, certainly the last part of the previous fiscal year. Right now is a great time to do a couple of things. One, it's a great time to do your networking. It's a great time not just to network with other government contractors, although that's critically important and, frankly, more often overlooked than it should be. But you should be networking with government people, too. And that leads me into one of the other things that I'm recommending. Where do you network with government people? October and November are prime conference time in government contracting, Tom. There are events pretty much every week. Sometimes there are events that overlap with each other, all with substantial government participation, lots of government speakers. This is the time to get out and expand your network.
Now, that's generally the function of business development, right, more than sales. Or some of the conferences, though, you do see heads of sales, and you even see heads of the smaller companies themselves attending.
Right, and I think that's important to note. One of the things I always tell my clients, Tom, is we are all in sales. Whether we think we're in sales, whether we're really in contract management, business development, at some point we are selling our company, we're selling our solution, whether we're selling the actual product or service itself, or we're selling the how do I buy from you portion of the equation that we've spoken about before. So networking is very important regardless of what role you play in your company, because we are all in sales. And remember that government business, even though it's very process-oriented, is also very relationship-driven. So it's having the contacts with people in the government who are going to be your end users, who are the senior executives, who are the contracting officers even. These are all important people to get to know and to have relationships with. And right now is a great time of year to do that. Not only do we have all of these conferences coming up between now and essentially Thanksgiving, this is the time of year when your federal customers actually have time to meet with you to discuss what I call your 2019 model year lineup. Just as car companies come up with their new lineups, Tom, this is a great time of year for government contractors to roll out their new lineup as well. Trying to have this type of conversation where you're showing off your new wares in July is going to be very difficult. You're going to have prospects who are focused on specific opportunities, who are increasingly looking at the calendar. But between now and, I would say, the end of January is a great time to have discussions to show what your new stuff is and also what your existing solutions are, because sometimes, as much as we talk about innovation in government, it really is the tried and true solution that is going to be attractive to your customer.
All right, so between now and Thanksgiving, that's the time to talk turkey. We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and you're also issuing a warning about the use of electronic marketplaces, which a lot of agencies seem to like the idea the GSA is working to build under the legal mandate that it has some sort of electronic marketplace. But electronic marketplaces can draw in a lot of unauthorized, counterfeit, various products of unknown parental origin.
That's absolutely correct, Tom. And at the top of it, e-commerce can indeed be a great tool. So I want to make that clear. E-commerce can be a great tool in government acquisition, And there are efficiencies, particularly in product acquisition, that are there to be gained by making use of the same tools that we might use in our personalized or that commercial markets may use. There's a however in government, though, and that however is that you really do need to be careful if you're a government buyer about what it is you're getting and what versus what it is you think you're getting. And if you are going through some of the e-commerce platforms today, particularly the commercial e-commerce platforms that aren't really set up to meet all of the needs of a government buyer as currently understood, you have a very real risk of obtaining something that isn't what you thought you were getting or might have come from a source that wasn't really authorized to sell to you. Why does that matter? Well, it matters if you open up the box and you find something that either is not what you thought you were getting or it's fallen apart. If you got it from an unauthorized source, good luck getting that repaired or replaced, and certainly no OEM is going to want to talk to you about warranty issues if you bought from outside their established supply lines. So you really need to be careful. And the other part of it is that some sources in the media have likened e-commerce sites to chaotic, somewhat lawless bazaars. And it's important to understand that there are a lot of counterfeit goods out there in these marketplaces. Not to say that we shouldn't be looking at the efficiencies that e-commerce markets have to provide us, but we do need to use some common sense. As I've said before, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And while it's understandable that people want to use the same tools that are available to us in our own lives, we have to remember when we're spending the government's money that we have to check off the boxes and make sure we get what we think we're getting. It's a much bigger deal if you open up a box in a government agency and find that your router has been compromised than if you find that you got the wrong notebook for your high school student.
Yeah, because there's also the cybersecurity aspect of electronic products that might come through these marketplaces, and contractors are on the hook for assuring the cybersecurity and authenticity of their parts, but so is the government.
Well, that's right. So there's a part to play for both government and industry. We've been talking about government caution a little bit, but contractors too, particularly larger systems integrators that manage government networks, need to be aware of where their government-furnished equipment is coming from. Sometimes you might have a government customer who, they got a deal. They got a piece of electronic equipment off of an e-commerce site, and they want you to install it into the network that you're managing it. I wouldn't do that, Tom, unless I was very, very sure that I knew the provenance of that piece of equipment and made absolutely sure it came from an authorized supply chain. In fact, I would default to saying, no, I'm not going to install that on the network. Instead, I can get you this piece of equipment from an established supply chain that I know will be secure and the right piece of equipment for you. Because if you're managing that network on behalf of an agency, you're really accountable for anything that might go wrong with that function.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Thanks so much.
Tom, thank you, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
We'll post a link to Larry's blog and to this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.